This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The winter quarter results are coming in from big banks. Morgan Stanley's investment banking business is A-OK, with profits up 14%, its stock up about 2%. Bank of America profits were down, but better than expected. What it earned from customers paying interest was $14.2 billion more than what it pays in interest to customers. The stock is down 3% here. A good time to review what this means for people with savings. Let's consult Jared Dillian, editor of a newsletter for investment pros called The Daily Dirt Nap. He also teaches in the business program at Coastal Carolina University. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You know, tax day started the week here, and a lot of people got a little reminder. You know, how much interest income did you earn on your savings account? And it may have been, you know, $2, not enough to even get the form to report to the IRS. You can get higher rates for savings accounts, right?
Yeah, absolutely. If you shop around, I mean, if you have deposits at the big banks, the big money center banks, you know, those banks are absolutely choked on deposits. They don't really want your money. They don't need your money. They're not going to pay you interest. If you look around for smaller regional banks or online banks, you know, you do have to do some due diligence about the credit quality and, you know, you have to make sure it's FDIC insured, but, you know, you can get reasonably high yields of 3, 4, maybe even 5% on, you know, some of these smaller banks. The other thing I'll point out is that you can have a money market mutual fund, which is basically filled with things like T-bills and commercial paper and stuff like that. And that is going to pay you close to 5% interest as well. And there's also Treasury Direct, which is the government's website where you can buy T-bills directly. That's another way to get interest.
You know, Jared, it's funny. We lived for, I mean, decades, really, with interest rates near zero, especially on savings accounts. And I think many people forgot that if you go to the right place, interest rates can be higher on money that still is pretty liquid that you can take out when you need it.
You know, I remember when I was 10 years old, this was 1984, and I had a passbook savings account at the Norwich Savings Society in Norwich, Connecticut. And I was earning 8% interest in 1984 on this savings account. And if you think about it, if you're earning 8% interest in a savings account, there's really no reason to invest in the stock market, right? So, I mean, the whole calculus around saving, it's a classic decision theory problem. If you can get 5% interest with no risk, or you can get 8 or 9% in the stock market with a lot of risk, what would you do?
Yeah. And by the way, in 1984, when you're telling the story, a conventional 30-year fixed-rate mortgage was pushing 14%. Them were days. Jared Dillian, he's also author of a new book called No Worries, How to Live a Stress-Free Financial Life. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.